last week's lighthearted story about screws in the dryer duct. And when you're attaching dryer duct, and Larry had a whole complaint about starting a fire, but then was praying that the backing up of his washing machine would then put out the fire. It was a story about getting permits, code permits, moving a laundry room. But that lighthearted story shouldn't belie the real hazard, you know, the blockage. And remember when we had Herb Galullo from Your Chimney Sweep on, and we talked about how that's a big part of his job when you out there and cleaning dryer ducts, and a big cause for, first of all, if your dryer's not working, that's the first place to check, and it could cause fires. So didn't want anyone to sue me. Check your dryer ducts. Welcome to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate for the next hour, your local real estate news magazine. I am Mark Schneidman, your local realtor since 1988 with Coldwell Banker, Santa Barbara resident since 1977. I'm here with Talon on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. As usual, a weekly multiple listing update in the fourth segment, tracking median home price sales weekly year-to-date inventory, all compared to last year's numbers. You can call us at 564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com. Contact me after the program, Mark@RadioRealEstate.com. And at that website, you can listen to past programs. You could search MLS listings throughout California. And maybe you'll find a recipe for your favorite egg dish as well. Second segment, we'll have a mortgage update on rates. And we'll revisit the 100-year loan, because the 50-year loan is off and running. And the 40-year loan is even got some fuel to it, got some legs under it. And some new interest-only loans that convert to fixed instead of adjustable. So we'll get a Mortgage Minute update from Diversified Mortgage. Do you remember Jake, Baby Jake, the lead-based paint baby? Those of you who have been listening for many years, this was a client, become very good friends, and Jake has become kind of my adopted nephew, Jake and Ava. But this was Jake's the older boy. He's now 9. But when he was an infant, just months old, the parents were doing some painting and remodeling. Just painting. And the guys were out there sanding outside the windows. And she's in the house, and she just sees this cloud of dust coming into the house. And she looks at the baby and goes, "My God, I'm getting out of here." And that she did, and ended up requiring that the painter check for lead and tape off and put barriers up to finish the job, and did not move back in until the place was cleaned up. And so he's doing fine. We've been monitoring him the last 9 years. We don't see any indication of any lead-based paint poisonous repercussions from his brief exposure. Now, and I read recently that the poisonous dust stirred up by remodeling could be present in about 40% of the nation's housing. 40%, 38 million homes, and many in middle class and many in affluent neighborhoods as well. And when we do sell homes that were built pre-1978, we have certain forms that we want to use, the lead-based paint disclosure. So there is a proposal by the EPA to create some standards, and at first glance, that looks good, but want to protect everybody. But there's, of course, naturally controversy as to whether or not this is the path to take. But in pre-1978 owner-occupied houses that are inhabited by a child under 6, and in all pre-1978 rental housing, anyone doing renovation or repairs for compensation would have to follow special steps, which sounds good. You want to contain and clean up the dust, posting warning signs, isolating the work with plastic barriers, removing debris daily, all good stuff. After cleanup, with high-performance vacuums, wet mops, you want to have a white glove test, making certain you got all the dust, and when it passes, it can be reoccupied. Now, I like that. The requirements would apply to nearly all renovations, including paint, duct, window replacement, etc. Here's the weird part. Homeowners doing the work themselves would be exempt. That makes a lot of sense. So you get into this problem again where you make these rules and regulations. Naturally, the building industry is opposing it because they feel it would drive up the cost and backfire because maybe more people would try to do the work themselves or hire unlicensed workers. So the good thing is to get out there with these recommendations and try to educate everyone and demand that people doing the work follow this. But there's going to be a lot of people doing the work that are unlicensed, and let's get them to follow it too. So I don't know if the answer is to simply make the licensed people adhere to this, but certainly educate everyone and get that message out, because that is some serious dust. That's some serious dusting. Okay, what we'll do is we'll take a break. We'll come back in the second segment and talk a little bit of mortgage updates and rates and see what Margo's got to say. Actually, just a quick comment on another story from last week. I told you about a man who got 101 years in a real estate fraud scam. Do you remember that? And his wife got probation. So here's another story. This happens to be a real estate agent. That last fellow was just an investor. He was sentenced, this Northern California real estate agent, 14 years in prison for using his client's stolen identities to purchase properties. John Shaw of Sunnyvale was found guilty of forgery, grand theft, identity theft, conspiracy, perjury, intimidating a witness, and wearing brown socks with a blue suit. Shaw stole at least five people's identities, and then he purchased real estate in their names, and then he sold the property to other names that he assumed. That is clever. His wife, convicted of identity theft, gets probation. Again, the wife, you know, either she ratted him out, turned state evidence, or maybe he falls on the sword for his wife and makes a deal and said, well, I'll take the rap, but give her probation. I've seen enough Law and Order episodes. Oh, I wanted the Law and Order jingle for that little thing. So that's okay. We'll get it next time. I got another story. We should do that for all the real estate scams. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, our phone number, 564-1290. 564-1290. Come up with a Mortgage Minute update. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.